This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to get the day going along with you. And here at the beginning of the day, let's begin it by spending some time with God. How much do you value your relationship with the Lord? Is it truly the most important thing in your life? If so, then your actions should show that you value it that much. You should be spending time with God and listening to Him and speaking to Him, growing close to Him, trying to understand Him better. We do that by going to God's Word. We do that every morning at this time. And today we come to Proverbs chapter 23, verses 6 and 7, where it says, "Do not eat the bread of a selfish man, or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so he is." He says to you, "Eat and drink," but his heart is not with you. Well, in speaking specifically about this selfish man, the writer of Proverbs gives us this principle. As he thinks within himself, so he is. To a large degree, you are what you think. Just consider it for a minute. Why do you make the choices you make in life, good ones and bad ones? Well, because your choices reflect your values. What you value shows up in what you choose to do. Every choice you make is a priority of one thing over another thing. So where do those values come from? Well, as he thinks within himself, so he is. Your values are informed by your mind. Never underestimate the significance of what you put into your mind. You know, the world wants so much for you to adopt its values, its way of looking at life. And so, it pounds its values into your mind with every television show you watch, with the magazines you read, with many of the other media you may be exposed to, with the attitudes of the people around you. And so, if you don't combat the world's way of thinking by saturating your mind with scripture and with prayer and with spiritual fellowship with other believers, if you don't put God's way of thinking into your mind, then you have no hope of standing against the world in your own life. Your choices will follow your values, and your values are informed by your mind. God's message to us today in this verse is really clear. Don't become like the secular world around you, but be transformed by the Holy Spirit as you renew your mind. The fact is, the Holy Spirit will take the spiritual input that you put into your mind, and he'll enable you to see life the way God sees it. Then your values will entirely change, and your choices will follow your values, and you'll find godliness naturally flowing out of your life. Well, what are you putting into your mind? What can you do to love the Lord with all your mind today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.